Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Wisdom Wednesday podcast with your host, Dr. Mary Seegers. And this is such an exciting month, April. Here we are in the second quarter of 2024, right? And you're probably tired of the winter blues and ready to go on that spring or summer vacation. So sit back and enjoy because the guest I have on today is going to give you some expert tips about how you can utilize a travel agency to make your plans and your vacation wonderful. But you know the drill. Before we get started, grab your coffee cup, orange juice, and join in on the conversation. Let me get a sip of my freshly brewed coffee that my husband made for me. It's so good. So I want to officially welcome you to April. And I tell you, today is April the 3rd. And so we're here to talk about spring and summer vacation schedules and planning. So without further ado, I want to welcome my guests and my friend, Betsy Burton. How are you this morning?
Fine, thank you, Dr. Seegers. And yourself?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. When it talks about vacation, I get excited because I'm ready to go. Pack my bags and go, right? But let me tell my audience a little bit more about this wonderful, awesome woman. Betsy Burton is an independent contractor with Great Escapes Travel Agency. She enjoyed traveling and had traveled all around the world, experiencing all of the heartwarming moments that come with experiencing new cultures and adventures. Since she was young, she enjoyed traveling and it's been a passion of hers. Her first trip to South Africa, she was fortunate to meet President Nelson Mandela. I'm excited about that. And to be able to journey throughout the country and discover all of the existing exciting adventures and new places and cultures they had to offer. She believed that traveling has the power to not only transform individuals, but also entire communities. And she is dedicated to creating unforgettable journeys that leave a lasting impact. She has excellent customer service and patient with a positive attitude and energy. True to that, true to that. Her skills include being highly organized, attention to details, and time management. She accompanied and led the logistics of assigned travel groups and hosts Zoom calls with her travel groups. It has been said that she chose a career that you love, and she never worked a day in her life because she loves what she does, and she does it with excellence. That's why she valued creating and hosting international travel vacations to make all her clients' bucket list dreams come true. She enjoyed organizing trips from A to Z and to offer her clients an experience of a lifetime, leaving only footprints in the sand. Oh, wow. I love that, Betsy. Now, you know, I'm ready to pack up. Where are we going? Where are we going? Betsy, I mean, I'd known Betsy before she started doing the traveling. I knew her when she was a teacher for my granddaughter. I mean, an excellent organizer. So, again, it just seems natural to go into something that you love to do. What prompted you to do traveling, though, Betsy?
Well, as mentioned, and thank you so much for inviting me to be on your podcast. Since I was a teenager, we used to travel down south to visit my grandmother. And every summer, I said, there has to be more to life than going to Alabama. And so when I graduated from high school, I went to Heilbronn, Germany, which is right outside of Frankfurt, Germany. And I lived there for a year.
Wow.
And I went to school in Munich for a year, my freshman year. And I just had that thirst for travel. So that's what began my traveling. And as you mentioned, being your granddaughter's teacher, I was an English and social studies teacher. And so every summer, when we were out, I already had my plans to go somewhere. So, visiting many countries in six of the seven continents, I truly enjoy. And as a history teacher, I wanted to make sure that I learned firsthand about the culture, about their government, so that I could bring that back into the classroom. Yes. And after I would bring teaching geography for the Eastern Hemisphere and the Western Hemisphere, one of my students said, Mrs. Burden, because I was showing a video,
right,
we'd like to travel with you. And so I said, are you serious? See, all you have to do is drop a nugget and I'm going to take it. And when I got the parents' approval, and I did this on my own as a loving teacher who wanted to expose her students to the world of travel. And so my first trip, I took the kids to China. They were there 3.5 weeks, and they got to see where Michael Phelps won his gold medals in Beijing. They went to Qian, where the terracotta warriors were discovered by a farmer. And then they went to Shanghai. They had a wonderful, wonderful time. And it was an experience because I had taken an accelerated class in Mandarin at Marygrove. Mm-hmm. And so I was teaching the kids basic Mandarin. Hello, goodbye. How much is this? What's this on the menu? Mm-hmm. And so they really just immerse themselves into the culture.
Yes.
And after we got back, two of the students said, well, Mrs. Burden, this can't be our last trip. And we want to go somewhere else. So I started planning. And the next time I took them to Australia and New Zealand. Wow. And at the Great Barrier Reef, one of the students by the name of Sam, mm-hmm. he had his certification to scuba dive. Mm. And so I got his mom's permission. She said, oh, yes, he's well versed in that. Mm-hmm. And then others did snorkeling. They just had a ball.
I know it.
And I also wrote a letter to the Australian government because I always do my homework.
Right, right.
And traveling to Australia, I wanted the kids to get to go to where the Aborigines lived. Mm-hmm. So I had to get government permission in order for that to happen. And then after that trip, I took the kids to London, Paris, Madrid, and Barcelona. And then I was deciding to retire from teaching. But I still go up to my school and I help the principal open up school. I pass out schedules. I'm there for parent-teacher conferences. And my principal always says, excuse me, Mrs. Burden, everybody comes up here saying, where's that teacher who takes the kids out of the country?
See?
And I said to the parents, excuse my raspy voice, I said to the parents that the world is the classroom.
Yeah.
And it's not just for kids, but it's for adults as well. Yes. And that's how I started traveling. Now, you mentioned that I had gone to South Africa.
Yes.
I've been to South Africa 3 times. The first time is when I met Nelson Mandela. Mm-hmm. I was at a function in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And please excuse, I thought I had put the dog up. I was at a function and I met the ambassador of South Africa.
Right.
And I explained to her when I would be coming to Cape Town, and she said, well, we're going to have a function for our new president. And that's how I was able to go and meet Nelson Mandela.
Look at that.
And then the second time I went, I love the culture there. They have 11 different tribes, mm-hmm. and the Indibelis are very colorful. Yeah. So I went to the Indibeli camp, and I went to the Zulu area just to get history that I could then, you know, bring back right. and share with my students.
Yes.
And when I got back, I was sharing my videos and pictures with my coworkers, and they said, we're traveling with you. So I took 8 ladies to South Africa. And the memories that they have are just lifelong.
Okay. And you know, that, like you said, it's a life-changing event, because sometimes we get so locked in our own little community, if you will, and there's such a big world. What is it, 9.7 billion people in the world, and so the world is there to travel, right?
Yes.
With all the technology, now everything's on internet, and everything is available at a drop of a question to Google, or a question to the AI or the chat GPT, whatever. People think, oh, I can do this, I can travel, you know, arrange my own traveling. But you know, it's a lot involved. It's a lot, as you know. Can you share with the audience the difference between trying to do it yourself, which may not save that much money or time or energy, right? Versus going to an expert, someone like yourself who's traveled over 67 countries. Not only do you see about it, you know about it because you've been there, and you can share the insights and the out, you know, all the things about it. Can you just compare, if you try to do it yourself, with the time, energy, and think you're saving money, versus when you go to an expert who can handle all of that for you?
Thank you. Excellent question. Certainly, there were many times that I made my own travel arrangements. It's very time consuming. I had no idea of places. You can go on Google, the internet, and look at suggested places. But then with me traveling, I would see firsthand what I wanted to see. You're going to see the touristy type things anyway, but then I always like to go off the beaten path and do some adventuring. And because of that, when I started planning trips, I had that in my little repertory of things that I could pass on to others. Right. And being there firsthand, mm-hmm. I could suggest hotels, I could suggest restaurants. I always told them about various excursions that they would be able to go on beyond the ones that I had already planned. Mm-hmm. And so with having a travel agent to do your work for you, many of them have suppliers. And so they can go to the suppliers and get discounts that you as a person doing it on your own would not be able to have. Mm-hmm. And so with, once again, the background that I have, I always would look at what was available, but then I would also look at things that I would want them to see that I had seen that I thought would be of interest. And I'm not a stranger to people. Right. No matter where I go, I meet people. And going back to South Africa, I met a gentleman by the name of Gregory. Mm-hmm. And to this day, we're still in contact. When I took the ladies to South Africa, mm-hmm. I notified Gregory. And when we got there, he had set aside a day that he had us to come to his community. Mm-hmm. And they had a big welcoming party for us. And many of the people talked about apartheid and post-apartheid. And it was an educational experience for the group as well.
Yeah.
And so no matter where I go, I usually get me a contact so that I can keep in touch with them and then further help to know what's going on when I'm not there.
Wow. So the value of that is to reach out to someone, an expert, rather than try to do, you know, your airlines and then the hotel and then trying to do the excursions. I mean, it's a lot of time and energy, and it could be very, I've heard of a lady that did her own trip, and she said she just wished she had gotten somebody to do it for her because she lost money in the end. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we think we're saving money when really we could be really investing in our trip, and don't worry about that. Just get on the plane, pack your bags, and enjoy the venture. Amen. So we could think
That's right.
that, you know, you gotta think bigger than that, you know. There's some people that can do what they do well, and you an expert, they do well in what you do. And so why would I try to do something and you're able to do it for me, you know?
That's true.
It's a different.
And with when I plan trips from A to Z, as I mentioned, I'm constantly in contact with the travelers. I hold Zoom meetings monthly.
Okay.
And that way they get to know each other so that they're not strangers when we get to the airport. And it gives them the opportunity to ask me any questions that they may have or to calm any fears that they may have. There was one lady with the trip that we just returned from Dubai, and she had said, well, you know, with what's going on in Israel, is it safe for us to go to Dubai? And my thoughts are, the secret of life is to have no fear. And so you can't worry about what's going on around the world, because Israel, that's not new. There have been wars for centuries. And then we live in the United States, where we do have a lot of domestic terrorism. So we have a lot of fears here. The number of times I've been to Dubai, 5 times, I have never encountered any incident with any travel, or once we got there, the people were very welcoming. And so I give the passengers that are going with me that opportunity to ask questions and for me to calm any fears that they might have, because my ultimate goal is for them to enjoy themselves and just to have so many memories that they're going to bring back and share with others. And I must say, we've only been back less than a month, and now people are calling me, asking me for them to go to Dubai. So I set up a new itinerary for October 19th through the 28th. And by word of mouth, because people respect me, and based on what I presented when they have traveled with me, they've indicated, we'll travel with you, because there was nothing. The trip was flawless, and there was nothing that we could ask for. As a matter of fact, they said, we don't think you charged us enough.
Don't raise it before I go. Mentioning that, that's a Dubai trip that's coming up in October of this year. And tell people how they can reach out to you about getting up. I told my husband, I'm ready to go. I'm packing my bags up. It's been on my bucket list too, right? And so when you send that information to him, it's like, wow, this is the time, Mary. This is the time to make that happen. And so do you mind sharing how people can reach out to you and get that information? I know you're on Facebook, right, Betsy?
Yes. Yes, I am on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And my website is www.destinationcreations1@gmail.com. And certainly I can be reached by telephone. I have my cell with me at all times. And certainly your audience is welcome to call me. I'd be happy to speak with anyone and share my enthusiasm with them. And my telephone number is 248-420-4704. So I just look forward to hearing from anyone in your audience. I'm just a phone call away, and I'll answer any questions. And as when I was teaching, and I would tell the kids, no question is a stupid question. Ask me as many questions as you want, because I just want you to feel comfortable with me and knowing what I'm going to do for you.
That's powerful. You know, because I think traveling can open up a person's mind and explore different cultures and different things. And you don't have to so much know the language all the time. Is that true, Betsy? You think it's more of a cultural, if you know their culture and you won't offend anyone, you know, versus knowing the language. How do you feel about that?
You're absolutely correct. Because in all of the countries that I've traveled, they all speak English. English is like a second language for them. So you can always run into someone who does speak English if you needed assistance. I also tell anyone traveling to put Babbel on their telephone, because Babbel, when you're in different countries, you can ask a question and they'll respond to you. So that's an excellent tool that you would be able to use. And education is very important in most of the countries. And going back to when I took the students, I explained to them how education is priority number one in other countries, because in many instances, that's their way of going forward to help their families in situations that they're in. So, and please excuse my yorkie.
I'm at home. I don't know what you're talking about. Listen. But you know, let me ask you this too, Betsy. Do you just primarily do flights and destinations, or do you also do cruises? I mean, what if somebody trying to plan a family cruise? I'm thinking about doing that in 2025 for my side of the family, my husband's side of the family, just to come together and let them plan on payments and all of that. So do you do cruises as well, Betsy?
Yes, I do cruises. I have a Mediterranean cruise coming up in September. And the Mediterranean cruise, we're going to spend 2 days in Venice prior to getting on the ship. And that way they'll have an opportunity to get a flavor of Venice. And then once on the cruise, they're going to Dubrovnik, Croatia, Montenegro, Athens, Mykonos, and Santorini, and back to Venice. So yes, I do cruises. And then even with trips, I'll have a round trip airfare with everything inclusive. And then I also, if people want to make their own air arrangements, it'll just be a land package.
I know with this upcoming Dubai in October, there's meals included, and oh, you got to share about that. I mean, it's the hotel and the different places you're going to visit and see. I happened to enjoy your last trip you just got back from, you said, a couple weeks ago, and I knew a friend who was on it, and she said it was absolutely breathtaking. It was something she never even dreamed of. So how do you get meals included and all of that? I mean, you working this thing, right, Betsy?
Well, I do research, and I had taken a group last year of 22 to Dubai. And by word of mouth, many of them referred me to their friends and relatives. And that's how I got the group that just went recently. And what they looked at and compared their trips, they said, "We didn't see that. She didn't take us to see that." But then Dubai is growing in leaps and bounds. If you see a little plot of land, next year there's going to be a high rise there. And this year, we didn't get a chance to do it because I didn't find out until I was there that there's a Hindu temple, the first Hindu temple in Dubai that just opened. So I'm incorporating us visiting that temple in October. And as I mentioned, you're going to see Burj Khalifa, which is the highest building in the world. It's 154 stories high.
Oh my.
And the group went to the 124th floor, and the buildings looked like little Legos that you could put together because they looked so small from 124 feet above the ground. You can also go and pay to go to the 145th floor. And there you can go outside, and they have a window rail going around that you would be able to just take pictures from outside. But then if you're very daring, you can go to the 154th floor. And on the 154th floor, if you're really adventurous, you can rent where they put you in this full body and put you up on this cable, and you could walk along the perimeter of Burj Khalifa. There were some people that were daring, not I.
Oh, thank you. But I could just behold and imagine that only in my mind.
Right. And most of the viewers probably have seen what looks like a sailboat in the water. And that is Burj Al Arab, which is a 7-star hotel. And it's now they have where you can go in and they take you on tours of that particular location. And it's just breathtaking to go in there. And then they have four serenity pools. So it's really a place that you would want others to see.
Yes.
Palm Jumeirah. Palm Jumeirah is not very far from Burj Al Arab. And Palm Jumeirah is the only man-made island that can be seen from outer space.
Wow.
And keeping in mind that Dubai is all desert and they built everything from the desert. But at Palm Jumeirah, you can see beautiful luxury homes, condos. And then at the end is the Atlantis. Yes, they do have an Atlantis in Dubai, just as they do in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, last year, they opened up, not very far from the Atlantis Royale. And to see this hotel, if you can picture your kids having the Jenga, where they take things out, and that's exactly what the Atlantis Royale looks like.
Wow.
So I could go on and on and on about the wonderful things that you can see in Dubai. But I have to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I took them on a desert safari and I prepared them. Don't eat heavy before we go because we're going to be in Land Rovers and we're going to be dune bashing.
Mm-hmm.
So on the when we got to the sand, they would take you up a dune and do like a figure eight and then bring you down. And it was so exciting.
Wow.
And then they did sandboarding.
Mm-hmm.
They did dune bug riding.
Wow.
And then we went to the actual camp for the safari. And there they could ride camels. They could get henna tattoos. And then they were given a beautiful, delicious barbecue dinner.
Mm.
And while eating, there was a belly dancer performing. There was a man doing his performance in their traditional dress. And then there was a fire eater. So it was very entertaining.
Oh, wow.
You must go to Dubai.
Sign me up. I know. And the food, I know you just briefly talked about, but is the food something you have to acquire? I mean, is it delicious or you have to, you know, when I was in Bangkok, Thailand, you know, we try all different types of food. I'm open to trying something new. But what about the food there in Dubai? I mean, is it, it is a
mecca. That is the food mecca of the world because not only Mediterranean food, you know, we have a very large community in Dearborn of Middle Eastern families.
Yes.
And so the food that you would eat in Dearborn, they have that and more. And there's a place in Old Dubai and a restaurant. It's called the Local House Community. The Local House International Restaurant.
Wow.
And that's where they sell camel meat. And so all different types of camel stew, camel burgers. And as you said, try it to see if you like it. And They also have versions of American food and other cuisine at that restaurant. But there are so many restaurants to please any palate that you want. And what I normally do, because there is free time that I build into my packages. And so I usually provide a list of restaurants that I've gone to give them an idea. And it's varied. It could be Asian, it could be Italian, it could be Greece. So I provide a plethora of places that they would be able to go to and eat, and as well as other excursions that they would be able to see. So try it, you might like it, but believe me, there Dubai has many of our restaurants. They have P.F. Chang, they have the Cheesecake Factory, wow. And the Cheesecake Factory is located in the Mall of Emirates. And the Mall of Emirates has over 570 stores in it. It has also a place like Meijer. Mm-hmm. Picture that Meijer's place three times. This place is huge. And mm-hmm. inside, and this is in the mall, right. Inside they have appliances, they have groceries, they have apparel, they have lots of tourist souvenirs that you can buy. And also in the Mall of Emirates is what's called Ski Dubai. Ski Dubai is the only ski resort in the desert at a mall, as if you were in Aspen, Colorado or somewhere going on a ski trip. So I was sitting in the Cheesecake Factory watching people as they were coming down the slopes, that they were on the cable cars, that kids were playing with the penguins and going into igloos. Mm. Believe me, whatever your thoughts are or whatever your taste might be, Dubai has it to offer for you.
When you said shop,
so where you go, you'll have to try the camel meat.
I've been on a camel before. I don't know if I want to actually eat one, but I'm open to trying something once, at least a biteful, right?
Yes, yes.
Shopping intrigues me. I heard that's the mecca for shopping, and I love to shop along as many other do as well, but I'm excited. I need to hurry up and get my paperwork filled out, my registration and my deposit to you. Because
let me say this, not to interrupt you, Mary.
Go ahead, sweetie.
I mentioned that the Mall of Emirates was over 570 stores, mm-hmm. including having the Ski Dubai, including having the large supermarket store with everything. Mm-hmm. Dubai Mall has over 1,200 stores. And Dubai Mall, you have everything from your high end down. Many of the people bought the traditional dress, the abaya. And so they had so many to choose from. But they were like a kid in a candy store because they couldn't decide, do I want this or should I go to another store? And at the Dubai Mall, mm-hmm. they have an underwater aquarium. They also have a zoo. Mm. The place is just amazing.
Wow.
And that's what you'll say, Mary. Wow.
I know, right. Wow, right. You know, when you were talking about it, my imagination was just going, wow. And I thought about Walt Disney, imagination, but it's on steroids, about 1,000 times on steroids. Because you know what Walt Disney created, you know, it wasn't nothing until he created that thing, you know. But look at this now, it's on steroids, 1,000 times of that, because anything you can imagine is there in Dubai, right?
Well, let me also say, mm-hmm. mentioning Disney World,
yes,
that Epcot, if you've gone to Epcot, they have the World of Countries.
Mm-hmm.
Picture that 9 times bigger. Mm. In Dubai, It's called the Global Village. And in the Global Village, they have over 90 countries that you can go, and it makes you feel as if you're right there in that country. I could go on and on and on.
I love
about things that you can see. Mm-hmm. But anyone who's on Facebook Live, you have my phone number, you have my web number, please give me a call and I can make it happen for you. Not just Dubai, but any other place in the world that your heart desires to travel to.
I've enjoyed our conversation. I could have you on. I need to have you back on again, and that's my word. I will do that. And maybe you could display, we were talking about the video that you might want to make, just a little snippet of what people can experience when they travel with the best, the expert. So again, before we leave, can you give any encouraging words to people who's planning their spring and summer vacation, how they can go without ease, having an expert handle all of that for them versus trying to do it yourself and get distressed and stressed out even before you go on your trip? So I'll leave those last encouraging words and how, again, people can reach out to you, Betsy. And I've enjoyed you. I will be talking to you later.
Thank you. All I can say is I can do it for you. I can make those dreams come true, and I can plan a vacation that when you come back and you share with your family and friends, they're going to be envious and say, oh, I should have gone. So anyone who may be hesitant, tell them, give me a call, contact me, and I will make sure that I answer all questions, because I'd love to have you as one of my passengers on a trip.
And give your phone number and your email again one more time, if you don't mind.
destinationdestinationcreationcreations1@gmail.com. Telephone number 248-420-4704. And Mary, Dr. Seegers, I just want to say thank you so much for inviting me. I hope that I've shared my experience, and I'd love to share that experience with your listening audience. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it. So until next time, we're going to be back on the third Wednesday of this month. I believe it's April the 17th. I'll have a couple more people that can share the versus having an expert or doing it yourself. And you're going to find out it's better to have an expert handle your trip and you just pack your bags and ready to go. Reach out to Betsy. You will thank me later. And so until next time, be blessed and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye, Betsy.